This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with sincerity in everything that we say and everything that we do Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يأخذ مني هؤلاء الكلمات فيعمل بهن أو يعلمهن من يعمل بهن؟ قلت: أنا يا رسول الله. فأخذ بيدي وعد خمس، قال: اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس، وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس، وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنة، وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلمة، ولا تكثر من الضحك، فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أبو هريرة narrating this hadith, he said, one time Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, who will take these five things from me, apply them, learn them, teach them, apply them yourself and teach them to others. فقلت أنا. Immediately Abu Huraira said, I, me, يا رسول الله. فأخذ بيدي. He took my hands and counted five things. Stay away from what Allah has prohibited. You will be the best worshipper. Be content with what Allah has given you. You will be the richest person on earth. Be good to your neighbor. Then you will become a true believer. Love to others what you love to yourself. That will make you a Muslim. And do not laugh excessively, because excess laugh kills the heart. Subhanallah. First, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told the Sahaba this hadith, before we explain it one by one quickly, because today Asr is very, very close, I was so amazed how Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised his hands before he even knows what they are. Imagine I'm telling you, I need you to do five things, and everybody raised their hand. Wait till I tell you. No, coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has to be good. How many times we hesitate? Oh, it's just a sunnah. I don't know. Subhanaka Rabbi. Before he even hear them, he raised his hand. He knows that the man who's bil mu'mineen ra'uf ar-rahim is not going to prescribe something I cannot handle. Number one. And number two, it's definitely, whether I see it or not, it's good for me. He raised his hand. Oh, check, is this hadith this? Is hadith? I don't know. Maybe, subhanallah. Ya akhwan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is literally our ticket to Jannah. Whatever he tells us is for the best of dunya and akhirah. Second note before we go in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have told him, ittaqi al-maharim, and he started naming them. Akhadha biyadi. He took my hand and counted five things. Could have he given the five things without taking his hand? Absolutely. But this is the akhlaq, and this is the manners and the etiquette of the muallim, of the teacher. When you want a good outcome to something that you're asking someone to do, have physical contact. Put your hand in their hand. Put your hand on their shoulder. It makes a huge difference. Makes a huge difference. When the man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit adultery. We all know the hadith. Would you accept it to your mother? Would you accept it to your sister? Long story. He came at the end. He put his hand on his chest and he made dua for him. And the man said, since that day, the most hated thing for me is adultery. Ya Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, he put his hand on his shoulder. Ya Abdullah, in this dunya, be one of two. Either gharib or abir sabil. You're just a traveler or you're a stranger. He put his hand. It makes a huge difference. So let's take the orders, if you want to call them, that Rasulullah said, who will take them? We want to take them and apply them. First, stay away from what Allah has prohibited. You will be the best abad, the best worshipper. If you noticed, most of the ibadat that we do are the fard. We all pray, we all fast, we all give zakat and umrah and hajj and Quran. But that's not enough. That's not enough. With that, we must stay away from what Allah has prohibited. The salat by itself, if I and you are praying it properly, it should be a barrier between me and major sins. Inna salata tanha an al-fahsha'i wal-munkar. Salat prevents. We still can commit minor sins, but there's no way I pray and I sell alcohol on a daily basis. Ittaqi al-maharim, stay away from what Allah has prohibited. We think that if I'm doing all this, doesn't matter how much haram do I do. No, ittaqi al-maharim, stay away from what Allah has prohibited, plus what we are doing from ibadat. Both combined constitute Islam. Not only doing the good, but staying away from the evil is also from the deen. Ittaqi al-maharim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made boundaries. The halal is abundant, ya akhwan. You know, many of our youth, and alhamdulillah, many of them here today, many of our youth, they say, "Ya Sheikh, this deen is so complicated, too much haram, 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 haram." Is that true? No. How many kinds of food are there? Thousands. They're all halal, except what Allah has prohibited. Pork, maita, something that is dead. Few, couple. How many drinks are there? Thousands. How many haram? Alcohol, whatever comes from alcohol. How many jobs are haram? Everything is halal, except if you're selling something that is haram or buying something that is haram. So you see, this phenomena that the haram is, everything is haram, haram. No, this is not true. Everything is halal. The haram is the minimum. اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس. And be content. Be content with what Allah has decreed. You will be the richest person. Everybody wants to become rich. Wallahi, ya akhwan, richness is not about money. Wallahi. I know people who are multimillionaires. Wallahi, they are miserable. It's not, you cannot accompany happiness with richness. It could, but it's not a must for me to be happy. I have to be rich. No. Be content. You make $5,000 a month, alhamdulillah. You make 50, alhamdulillah. You make 500, alhamdulillah. You went to your job today, you're a car salesman, you sold 10 cars today, alhamdulillah. You did not sell any cars, alhamdulillah. 100 customers walk in, alhamdulillah. No clients came in, alhamdulillah. This is how the believer behave. Alhamdulillah. I'm content. I am healthy. Alhamdulillah. I have cancer. Alhamdulillah. Because Allah does not decree except what's good for me. Irda. Be satisfied. Be pleased with what Allah has decreed. Who decreed this? Who decreed this? The most merciful. The all wise. The one who knows the unseen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in order to help us be content, he said, look at the people below you and say alhamdulillah, and do not look at the people ahead of you and say, why me? Why I'm making only 2,000 and he's making 10,000? No, look at the guy who's making 500 and say alhamdulillah. Al-qana'atu kanzun la yafna. Being content is an everlasting treasure, everlasting treasure. وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا. And be good to your neighbor. You'll be a true believer. You already believe in Allah and the angels and the books, but you want to be a true believer? Be good to your neighbor. There are three kinds of neighbors. The neighbor who's a Muslim and relative. This is the highest level. Because being good to him, you're being good to your relative and to your neighbor. Then the Muslim, that's the next. And then the third is the non-Muslim neighbor. All of them you have to be good to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I want you to imagine, to live this hadith. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min. Three times. He's swearing by Allah that this person he's about to say who he is not a believer. Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba, who's that, ya Rasulullah? The one whose neighbor's always worried that he might harm him. He might come and see they blocked his driveway. He might see the playing music so loud. Their dog came to their kids threw something in the backyard. They're always worried. He's nasty. That person is not a believer who harms his neighbor. Rasulullah used to tell the Sahaba, when you're cooking, put extra gravy so you can give to your neighbor. Rasulullah said, Jibreel kept on telling me, take care of your neighbor, take care of your neighbor, till I thought I'm going to put him in my will. Allahu Akbar. Be good to your neighbor. You will be a true believer. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. وأحسن إلى الناس. And be good to mankind. You will be a Muslim. Love to others. This is my brothers and sisters. If we can apply this formula in our life, wallahi, you will be happy in the dunya, in the grave, and in the akhirah. Treat others the way you would love to be treated. Would you like someone to backbite you? No, don't backbite anybody. Would you like someone to spread rumors against you? No, don't spread rumors against anyone. Would you like someone to praise you, mashallah, beautiful thawb? Praise others. Whatever you do not like to be done to you, do not do it to others. As a matter of fact, this is a prescription from the doctor of the ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من أراد أن يزحزح من أراد أن يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة. Whomsoever loves to be saved from the hellfire and enter Jannah, let him die. And he loves to others. يعني he lived his life loving to others what he loved to himself. Your son completed the Quran. You make du'a that your brother's son will finish the Quran. You don't make du'a and he finished and you brag. Look at your son, he's a loser. No, subhanallah. You got promoted, you make dua that your brother got promoted. You heard that your brother is going through divorce, your sister is going through divorce, you're up all night making dua for them. This is Islam. Don't you like when you're going through hardship that someone is up at night in the time of tahajjud? Ya Rab, farraj an akhi, Ya Allah, relieve his stress. What you do to others, it will be done to you. أحسن إلى الناس تكن مسلمة ولا تكثر من الضحك. And do not constantly laugh. There's nothing wrong with laughter. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم laughed. As a matter of fact, one of his greatest characteristics is that he's always smiling. But we're talking about excessive laughter. Everything is a joke. Everything is a joke. Even when you send messages, they are all funny stuff, nothing serious. Everything is a joke. Rasulullah said, if you constantly do that, you're literally killing your heart. The heart got used to all laughter and mockery. So there's no more sense of seriousness. There are people like that. Everything is a joke. No, there are time to be serious and there are time to be funny. Nobody said stay frowning. As a matter of fact, one of the greatest manners ever is to constantly smile. So, Ya Akhwan, this is a beautiful, simple advice from the man that Allah told him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have the best of manners, the greatest of manners. Strive, strive. Let's all of us strive to apply these five. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وداوي جرحاهم واشف مرضاهم واطعم جائعهم. اللهم يا رب انصرهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا في بني صهيون يوما أسودا. اللهم زلزل الأرض تحت أقدامهم. اللهم يا رب دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم لا تذر منهم أحدا. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أغث إخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. أغث إخواننا المسلمين في اليمن وفي أفغانستان وفي السودان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. The sunnah is for the khatib to lead the salat. No matter who is there, half is not half is. But because I led salat already on INT, so I'm going to ask Hamza to lead the salat. Is anybody sitting on the chair? So close the chair and please don't leave again. From the bottom. You can do it from the bottom. Yeah. Yeah, fill up the space, please. I can request you also after the salat to give me 5 minutes, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I guess you're going to have to wait anyway because we're going to pray Asr in 5 minutes. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbi, can you sit down, please? Let's just. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, ya akhwan, we have a campaign 313, all the stuff that you are enjoying, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, unfortunately it cost money. And in order to have all this operations and all the electricity and the cleanliness and the security by itself, if I tell you the number, the your head will turn white, how much it costs per year to have everything playing here safely with the help of Allah and our security. So we have this campaign 313, which is the 313 represents the people of Badr that saved this deen. So we want people to save our masjid also. This is our masjid. We are not supported by any foreign country or anything. It's all from us. It's all from us. So we need few people, inshallah ta'ala, to give a certain amount recurring on a monthly basis. So we're going to start, inshallah. What is this, volunteers? Only you? Okay, stand up. Okay, go somewhere over there, inshallah. All right. Excellent. Jazakumullah khair. So $250 a month, anybody? $250 a month? Anybody for $250 a month? For the sake of Allah? Barakallah feek, ya akhi. Right. Raise your hands, please. MashaAllah, barakallah feek. One more person for $250 so we can do quickly. Sisters, also please participate. May Allah bless you. One person for $250? Just one person. One more person. Just one person, $250 a month for the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. One? Anybody? Just one? Okay, no problem. $100 a month. Let's see, at least 20 people for $100 a month. Barakallah feek, Jazakallah khair. $100 a month. Anybody else? Barakallah feek, Habibi. Allah reward you. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair, brother, right there behind you. Please fill up, Jazakallah khair, right in front of you. Zia, right there. Raise your hand, brother. Right there, Zia. $100 a month, barakallah feek, doctor. Salim. $100, yalla ya shabab. For the, this is the house of Allah. Barakallahu feek. Naveed behind you. Raise your hand, brother. Please fill it up and give it to the front office. MashaAllah, right here. The guy who smells good. $100 a month. You know, subhanAllah, you know, I said that last week. When you're checking all your bill on your credit card, and you see internet, electricity, this and that, and then you see Epic. Wallahi, it gives you joy. That at least I'm spending something for the sake of Allah. Not all of it for dunya. You know, subhanAllah, what is the $100 going to do? And yeah, subhanAllah, one time I came out and I found my window broken. It cost me $500. I found the money. You will find the money. But subhanAllah, when it comes to the, you know what the shaitan is telling you right now? I'm going to tell you what he's telling. Don't listen to this bajour. Epic is very rich. They have a lot of people who are donating. What's your $50? What's your $100 going to do? And keep in mind, you have the mortgage coming, you have the electricity, you have the insurance. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر. Allah told us, the shaitan is going to promise you and whisper everything, every bill that came to your mind right now. True or not? Every bill. Oh, I can't add one more hundred. It's going to kill me. Allah promised he will multiply. Listen to this. Allah promised he will multiply, and the shaitan promised that you're going to get poor. Who are listening to? Who do you want to listen to? وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Allah يُخْلِفُ. Allah will replace it. Look at this. Ibn Adam, spend, I will spend on you. $100. $100 for the sake of Allah. Barakallah feek. Right in front of you. Abu Akram. MashaAllah. Barakallah feek. Here, Naveed also. Raise your hand, brother. Naveed. Right here. Okay. Anybody else? $100? We're waiting for Asr anyway. That's a good idea to make it between Dhuhr and Asr so you're not moving. $100. Barakallah feek, Habibi. Salim right there. $100. Sisters, I cannot see you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Whatever you can afford, inshallah. $100. How about for the youth? Give them a chance. $50 for the guys. Ashraf, $50. $50. Anybody, $50 for anybody wants to give? So you can all be part of this. Every time someone takes shahada, it will be part of in your hasanat. Every time somebody learns something, it will be on your scale because you are the one who keeps this masjid going. In the back room, I do not see you, Brother Fazl. Anybody back there? Nobody? At least one person, $50 in the back. Just one person. Nobody? Anybody in that room here? $50, brothers? Don't worry if I see you or not. Allah is watching, subhanAllah. وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ بِهِ عَلِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ Allah knows. Barakallah feek, Habibi. Jazakallah khair. Abu Haris. Anybody else for $50? Jazakallah khair, brother. Yaseen. $50. How about two more people and khalas? We'll make one more person. Two more people and we'll make asr. Barakallah feek. One more. One more for 50. $50 right there next to you, Salman. MashaAllah. Tayyib. Adhan.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.